You want a gavel? Oh. All right. Good morning, everybody. We'll begin with a pledge. Heidi, you'll lead us. Thank you. We'll begin with introductions. I'm Bob Anderson, Healdsburg. To my far right, Mike Dunker, Rio Dell. Heidi Harris, Sellier. Bill Massey, Forestville. To my left, David Noren, Sebastopol. John Corbett, McKinleyville. Carol Dean, Santa Rosa. Jeff Hales, Eureka. Kat, you want to introduce any staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kat Coleman, your executive officer. Next to me is Luis Rivera, the assistant executive officer. Kim Niemeyer, staff counsel, and doing sound for us, Patty Corsi, and she will signal you if anything goes wrong with our lovely new equipment. And, of course, you know Gene Lockett and Greg Nash. A number of your staff here who will introduce themselves as they come up.
Thank you. Any ex parte communication disclosure? We'll begin then with the State Board Liaison Chair report. Only good news, though. Yeah.
Gosh, I could have saved a trip and stayed in Sacramento. Good morning, Chairman, members of the board, and staff. Thank you again for the opportunity to be here today. This is Tam Doduck. I guess I need to identify myself. Tam Doduck, State Water Board member and liaison to the North Coast Regional Water Board. Good news. Well, there might be a budget proposal consideration today. You know, we'll see what happens. And as far as I know, the water boards are not being proposed for elimination. That's good news. The waste board is.
Right.
So let's start with that. I wanted to share with you a couple of things that are coming up on the State Water Board agenda. Actually, going back to 1 month, the board last month adopted our irrigation permit using recycled water irrigation permit, recycled water landscape irrigation permit. And State Water Board will be working with your staff, along with other regional board staff, on the rollout of that. As you may recall, earlier this year, we adopted a recycled water policy. And so State Board staff will also be working with your staff on implementation of that policy, including development of salt nutrient management plans. And I know your executive officer will be advising you on that. Coming up in September for the State Water Board, the draft construction stormwater permit will be considered on September 2nd. Also coming up in September will be, I'm not sure this is a good news item, but fees. Every year, as you know, the State Water Board goes through a rulemaking process for setting water rights and water quality fees. State Board staff have had several meetings with stakeholders. They're planning a final meeting on August 12th in Sacramento, and we'll be bringing to the board for consideration a proposed fee schedule at the first September meeting, which would be September 1st, as a workshop item, and then hopefully for consideration and adoption at the second September meeting. And finally, a quick update for you on a topic that I'm almost afraid to mention, given my experience in Santa Rosa on this topic earlier this year, but septics. Got everyone's attention. Okay. I wanted to just update you on what's been happening since the various workshops that were held on that particular topic. We have directed our Deputy Director for Water Quality, Darren Pohemus, to work with a group of environmental health directors, and they have been meeting, I think it was at least monthly for the last, you know, I don't know how many months since the last workshop was held. And the report I've received is that progress is going very well. What they're looking at developing is a three-tiered system, and this is, you know, obviously an area where I'm certainly encourage State Board staff to do more of, and that is risk-based approach to regulation. And so in the three-tier system, you obviously will have a lowest tier where we determine that there is not a linkage or a potential threat to water quality from septic, and those will have obviously the minimum requirements. The highest priority tiers will be those areas where there has been a demonstrated groundwater quality problem due to septic systems, and obviously those will have the most stringent and rigorous requirements. And so staff is working out these details. They are hopeful that a revised draft will be able to be available by later this summer, and depending on the extensive the changes are, we may or may not need to redo the CEQA document. So I just want to report that after all the comments we received, I do believe that it ultimately in the end will be a good news item because of the opportunity that the staff has had to work with the environmental health directors and to hopefully shape a risk-based approach for the regulation that will end up being very practical and also obviously protective of water quality. So I'll end on that. Good news on an item that was not so good before.
Converting tears into tears, I guess.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
Thank you very much for the update on 885 or on septics. Do we know where the committee that is currently working on is going to fall out on 303D listed waters and the in this region being within 600 feet under the original proposal was a big deal for many, many on Russian River and other rivers in the area. Do we know yet how is that going to be that, quote, category three that would be considered with groundwater impairment as well as surface water impairment?
I don't have the specifics with respect to the distance. I don't know if that's still 600 or, you know, whatever number. But I would imagine that 303D listed water bodies for obviously nutrient impairments would be in the highest priority category.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Corbett.
Yes, you mentioned the concept of risk-based approach. Mm-hmm. And can you explain what you mean by those words? And is that also going to be applied in other regulatory areas, if you had to speculate?
Well, speaking only as one board member, I would hope so. I guess I should, in the interest of full disclosure, I started my career doing risk assessment for a consulting firm. So, yes, I am a strong believer in risk assessment and risk-based approach. And I mentioned, and though I should not and will not talk about it too much, the draft construction stormwater permit is a risk-based approach. I'm hoping that the underground storage tank program through the task force group and review will evolve into a risk-based cleanup type of methodology. And by that I meant, and I'm a practical, realistic person. I think the time has long passed where we can cling to the belief that we can do everything we need to do, reduce everything down to zero risk based on the resources that we have, based on the conditions of the environment and everything that we deal with. And so for me, it comes down to a practical matter of risk management, of understanding, you know, what the various actions and threats are to public health and water quality, rank the risk as best as you can, and then prioritizing the actions that you do. And to me, a risk-based approach is a sensible approach towards really tackling the tremendous challenges that we have in hopefully a scientific-based, practical, as well as economically feasible manner.
And I had one more question, and that is I had heard there was consideration of a statewide approach to the U.S. Forest Service. And if that's true, what process would you recommend either individual regional board members or the regional boards to play in that? Or is that developed enough to be down that road?
I certainly would encourage Chair Anderson to bring up this topic with Chair Hoffman of the State Water Board, since it's a matter that is that is of great interest to the chair. My understanding is that there has been discussion of a statewide approach in working with the U.S. Forest Service on timber operation and timberland. Now, whether or not that will actually result in a statewide waiver or WDR, I don't think anyone knows at this point. But the intent, when I discussed it with Chair Halpin several weeks ago, was to initiate, you know, a discussion, a dialogue, a very serious dialogue, and I believe the chair had given state board staff direction to come back to the state board, you know, as quickly as possible within a reasonable time frame, and flesh out, you know, any ideas that could be considered for a resolution. My understanding is that staff is still trying to work out some of the details in order to bring a resolution to the state board for consideration on this item. My expectation is if the state board were to consider or adopt such a resolution, I certainly would hope that the regional boards would play a very important role in providing input and in shaping any product that comes out of that action. And I would strongly encourage you to direct, you know, your staff to participate in the effort, given this regional board's interest and obvious expertise in this area. Did I take up too much time, Ms. Coleman?
Thank you. For Chair's report, again, we do a monthly call. Has predominantly discussed the budget, but we've also looked forward to October 26th, 27th, Water Quality Coordinating Committee meetings. They'll 2 days in Sacramento, and encourage everyone. You, I think you've received notice of that. Any other board member? Executive officer report this time. We'll go on with public forum. I don't have cards in front of me. Anyone wishing to speak on an item not on the agenda? We will then go to approval of meeting minutes. And I have flagged a couple of minor typographical things with Jean, so she's aware of those.
With those, Mr. Chair, I'd give you a motion to accept the June 2009 minutes.
Second. Any comment? All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, we'll go to the uncontested